Hey, what's up? This is Heavy Set. A little quick audio note before this episode officially starts. As most of you know who have been a somewhat longtime listener of this show, WrestleCast, right here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, you'll know I've stepped away from the show after WrestleMania. And one thing I've done in this my spare time is like working on a setup, and I haven't really got a chance to try it out a whole lot. And it's still obviously a big, big work in progress. Well, this episode, we started out and I was recording on a device that you'll hear me talk about. It's a Android 2-in-1, and I was able to plug in through the headphone microphone jack a cord that goes straight to my mixer and records all the audio straight from there, and it was coming off perfect. And literally within the last 10 minutes of the show, the app crashes that I was using, and I'm left with the audio from Pamela, and since my last recording, I have changed a couple things of how the show is done and or my recording is done, so I apologize in advance. This is not going to be a pretty episode, so please bear through it all, and Mr. Old School will be back next week, and you can find me on other shows, so hopefully I'll get this figured out in the meantime. So, on to the show. I'll be trice. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend. And welcome back to the one and only WrestleCast, episode 100 and, are we on 72? 71? 69? So 72. And that's without even looking. This is the one and only WrestleCast right here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where you can check out all the great shows that are on this feed. If you want to email us, don't be shy. Email us, wrestlecast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @wrestlecast and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/wrestlecast. And this is a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling. This is not your regular host. This is not Mr. Old School. That's right. Guess who's back? Back again. I am back. You can do whatever you particularly want to do with that, but I am back for at least another week. I'm hoping he doesn't make a habit out of this. I really don't want him to, but helping fill in for the show is none other than myself, Heavy Set. And I'm not alone. I have the Iron Man, Carp.
Da, 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 da. See, I need my own intro. I should be getting Iron Man. Maybe avoid the explosion where there's shrapnel in my heart. But then again, if I'm a billionaire and can become an actual Iron Man, that'd be pretty awesome.
I mean, I have, which, little peek behind the curtain, I'm recording this a different way, and hopefully everything sounds good on the recording because I'm doing it using an external recorder, aka a RCA Maven Pro 2-in-1 Android laptop tablet. And have it plugged in that way. But all the sound effects could be heard on there. They can't exactly be heard on a Skype call, so Carp might not be able to hear this. Or you can hear them faintly, he says, certain ones, because they're all on different volumes. So there's that. So how you doing, Carp?
I'm doing all right. 4-0 this week in softball. Rushed home after
an August game. So what you're saying, you played ball.
Yep. Yes, I did. In a senior men's league, even though I'm only 37, almost 38, but still 37.
I'm 31.
You young bastard.
All right. Have you done any merch whoring lately? Because I got some merch whoring I just want to talk about, because I don't get to do shows as much anymore. I can't say I don't get to. I haven't had time, and there's one big, like, merch whore thing that I got.
I bought a safety mask for softball when I'm playing the infield, so if I take a line drive to the face, it won't destroy my face.
I heard old school was good at taking balls to the mouth.
Oh, he loves taking balls to the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Especially white, black, yellow, especially yellow.
That's what we've heard about him, but my big merch whoring thing is I bought a new car.
Yeah, I saw that.
The only thing is I'm still fucked with my old car loan.
It
was a 2005 Kia Amante. I bought it 2 years ago used, obviously. And I still owe a car that's worth probably anywhere of $1,000 to $2,000 by Kelley Blue Book value. I owe like $7,000 to $8,000.
Yeah, car loans can it can fuck you pretty hard.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna 100% do. They're basically like, yeah, we want all our money, and I kind of did my research. I just have to figure out what all my options are, and what they're willing to do, because I'm not paying back everything. Fuck that. Even though I know I'm supposed to, but the big thing is for me right now is, okay, I have the possibility to file for bankruptcy. I don't want to do it. Like, I think I'm Chapter 7 is what I was told to do. And I have to look into that. Basically, if I'm told, yeah, you can file bankruptcy for that, I'll take it under advisement, but I'm going to tell them. I'm like, listen, I've paid them close to like $13,000 for that car. It's like, yeah, you got your money's worth and then some.
Yeah, that's why after my last car got wrecked, doing the responsible thing, with the payout I got, I just, took a small loan from my bank, which was much more effective, and just paid cash for the car, so I don't have any more car payments.
Yeah, so that's what I... Not to mention my finance rate or APR or whatever it is was at 24%.
Ew, Jesus.
Yeah, my new car...
fixed, brother.
My new car... Well, yeah, I'm getting rid of the... I got rid of the fucking car. My car payment per month, granted, I was paying per week, but when you average it out over a year's time, was literally pennies over $500. My new car payment is $500 and $538.29.
Yeah, well, if I ever trade this in and have the money to make that kind of car payment, I'm looking at getting myself a Jeep. I've always wanted a Jeep for some reason.
Well, it's a big car payment, but I'm also paying on that is including a like $40 upcharge to get the best maintenance package.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So I was just like, oh, I pay $40 more per month, and I can get like all this stuff's getting taken care of. Oh yeah, $40 a month, take it. Just fucking let's do this shit. But anyway, that was my big merch whoring thing that I did after the last
episode. You guys don't have to change to winters like we do, right? Like you could just have all seasons all year long.
Oh, we can. I'm in the snow belt.
Yeah.
Our past two winters haven't been that bad.
Because here we're forced to put on winter tires.
Oh, you're forced to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not forced.
If you get pulled over and they check your tires and it's an actual snowflake on the tire, if they don't see that, you can get fined.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
But anything to make a buck where I live.
All right, let's get into the show. One thing I didn't prepare was an outline. Like, what is it with old school? He's actually getting kind of as bad as Devil Vamp used to do when he ran the show. Like, okay, pay-per-view coming up. Oh, I can't make the show. Fuck you.
Well, remember that ball mentioning thing we were talking about? Old school is in Vancouver, so, company Vancouver, or as it's nicknamed, Hongcouver, because there's a lot of Asians.
Okay.
So we know why he's there. But not making an outline, that's just laziness. There's no excuse for that.
So I think we're gonna go into it. I don't remember how we did it 2 weeks ago. Granted, it was only 2 weeks ago, but I've forgotten already. I think we're gonna do it. We're gonna start talking about Raw, then SmackDown, go into picks, emails, and who won for the week. So let's go into Raw, where I have this. All right, now we're talking about Raw. And keep, toss, or improve, Carp?
The opening segment, that was spectacular. I was very impressed. I mean, Heyman just, you put your hands on me for no reason, and blah, blah, blah. And then Samoa Joe's like, yeah, screw you, I'm coming after Brock. It was actually really good for what it was.
Yeah, everything about that segment was that a lot of people love. I was reading a guy who writes about WWE, and he basically said, like, imagine that two
you know, badasses go after each other. I mean, that's something that people want. And I'm even thinking one of the top feuds we've had this year since WrestleMania has been Roman versus Strowman. That's just two badasses going after each other, and everybody loves it.
Yeah, too bad they got murdered in the ratings by the NBA Finals, though.
Can we not talk about that?
Oh, it's just, it doesn't matter. The winch thing doesn't matter, but that, it's like the lowest Raw rating they've had almost ever. So
I'm still kind of sad about it, though. I chose to watch it at a bar rather than watch Raw, so I watched Raw and SmackDown back-to-back last night.
Yeah, I know. I've been having to squeeze in my my wrestling between my real-life sports. And it gets kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm. All right. See. Keep toss or improve for me. I wish I would have wrote stuff down because there were some great things that I liked about Raw. The opening segment was one of the best things that they did, and that is definitely a keep for me. I'm trying to what other things that happened on Raw.
Is it Bray Wyatt cheating on his wife with JoJo?
Ooh. Actually, it is Bray Wyatt. I want to improve the graphic packages. I caught it, and then I went, wait a minute, is this the first week we've seen this?
Is it the Orton?
Yes. We had him in the little Bray Wyatt effect thing, and I noticed it the first one, and I'm like, what the no. Like, has this been going on the whole time and I just haven't noticed?
No, I think this is the first time. I think somebody in production fucked up.
Someone hit the wrong file. I give them credit for continuity, because later on, they just kept with it. Or maybe not a continuity thing, maybe just, like, they didn't have the file. Something screwed up. But that was like, why are we doing that?
It'll be on Botchamania 3044, mm-hmm. or whatever the hell they're up to now.
And I think it's perfect time to mention something from last week that was overlooked because someone said they weren't going to ignore it. I told you so. I told you so. God damn it. I told you so. There was the whole joke that I had on this show while I was gone of like the three things that kept being mentioned over and over and over and over again. And one of them was TJ Perkins, or TJP, as he's being called right now. And I'm trying to pull up the screenshot that I sent to Old School of a previous conversation we had, reminding him, like, yeah, you were wrong on this one.
They just turned, like, that was Big Show level turn. It's like, you're heel, you're face.
I don't look at it as Big Show, because I feel like that was the purpose of him siding with Neville, so Neville can turn on him. And I even compared it to, ironically enough, what we just talked about, Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. This is what I said in the GroupMe chat. If they plan on changing TJP back to face in the near future, why would they change his theme? We have no idea how long this will last. Old School replied. This make zero sense. And he actually, that would make zero sense, my bad. Decide one way or another, screw Big Show level turns. And I replied back, they can do what they did with Orton, though. I think Neville would be the better one to turn on TJP. Neville is a great heel, and I see him turning it up by doing that. And I feel like that's what he's done. It's that, like, it was basically Neville used Perkins, and he's such a great heel that no one can trust him. And that's one thing I like. So that's why they didn't change his theme.
Yeah, okay, you were right.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So I did get my gloating out of the way. Like, especially last week when he was like, oh, we're not going to talk about it. And then later on he's like, hey, can you host next week? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to mention it, by the way. You're giving me the microphone. So, yeah, we're gonna talk about how I was right. Anyway, let's get on to SmackDown with Keep, Toss, or Improve. All right, SmackDown, Keep, Toss, or Improve, Carp.
Keep the opening segment again. New Day with Fashion File Police. The Fashion Files are absolute gold right now. The Breezango have found their stride. They just have to change it to the Fashion Police officially and get it done with.
They have Fashion Police on the intro.
I'm looking forward to the shirts that they might come up with there, as the Fashion Police.
There could be copywriting on that.
Could be.
Like, they can put it on the entrance and all that kind of stuff, but they can't actually put it on merchandise and make money off of it. That's a big thing with WWE. I mean, they did the same, because like, everyone was like, they shouldn't call Cesaro King of the Swing. They should call him Swiss Superman. I'm like, you do know, for you use the phrase Superman. Like, that has been copyrighted, and they would have to pay for that. So that's why they don't use, on a shirt, Swiss Superman. They used King of Swing because, hey, we have the King of the Ring, and we can go with that. No one else has King of Swing. Did you see on the video package of the Fashion Police, Sami Zayn?
Generic.
And then there's a little sticky note beside that says, needs mask.
Yeah, no, the stuff they're doing, if, I don't know if somebody's writing for them or they're doing it themselves, but it's gold. It's comedic gold, and it really helps them, because 3 months ago, I could have been like, ah, screw them, get rid of them, we don't need them anymore, so.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it, but it does repurpose Tyler Breeze and Fandango, because, you know, those are two people that, like, just floundered, and then you stick them together, throw comedy wrestling behind them, and they're doing amazing. And the thing is, I always thought Johnny Curtis was really great at him and Bateman, a.k.a. Michael Hutter, a.k.a. EC3, of the stuff that they did on NXT on the extended season, the extended last season, where it was just nothing but all these things with, like, those two and Maxine and all this kind of stuff. And he gets to shine like that once again. Like, I don't think Johnny Curtis Fandango is ever going to be this main event world champion, but he can definitely be a player. He can be a Goldust, who will probably never be world champion, but has played a mechanic role, and he's played well at that.
Yeah, I'll completely agree with that.
All right, for me, keep, toss, or improve from SmackDown. I kind of want to improve the show as a whole. Like, it wasn't really special. I don't know about, besides, like, the Fashion File stuff, like, it really didn't stand out like Raw does, did this week. I just felt, yeah, I'm so-so on the whole Randy Orton and,
the modern-day Mahana.
Yeah. I don't think it's against a gender. Like, I think it has to do with, I'm tired of Orton. I'm getting to that point with him, where it's just like, okay, like, you're in the championship picture and everything. I don't hate you. Like, there was actually a point that I thought you were really good. I don't know. Like, just championship and Orton doesn't mix for me. And if they gave Jinder Mahal a run of 5 months or so with the title, like, I'd rather see him feud with other people. I think that's probably one of my biggest things. It could be him, but I want Orton out of the picture before I decide that. But it's just that feud right now in general.
Yeah, I've been over Orton for a while now. To me, he's got to step down to a lesser role. I know it's going to be Super Pro USA, but I'm kind of looking forward to hopefully a Cena-Jinder feud. And I would actually put Jinder over in that, personally, but that's because Jinder's really Canadian, but don't tell anybody that.
Oh, he's Canadian, eh? I didn't know that.
He's from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
I mean, his heritage is from...
Yeah, he's chic.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it boils down to. Look at, how come everybody that plays a different nationality is Canadian?
That's just the way it is.
Piper, Morella, now Jinder.
It's because we're much more multicultural. We accept cultures in our country. Just saying.
We accepted different cultures in this country. How we got over it? Anyway. Yeah, that was my thoughts on SmackDown. So,
I've always wondered this. I was going to save it for a question for when I was away this week, but screw it. Do you think American fans, could ever accept a character from another country, brown skin, being full-time champ, without WWE having to make him the xenophobic heel?
I think it's hard. Like, they tried Alberto Del Rio he's brownish. You know, they tried him as a face, and it just didn't work. And I don't have a problem with Alberto Del Rio. Actually, I think one of the biggest problems with Alberto Del Rio is him and WWE do not mix. But as a face in WWE, I'm like, I don't get how it was supposed to work. I think it's because someone like him is a really good heel, and everything that he did for Heat, it's like, okay, now let's forget about that, which it works for a lot of people. But I feel like he was one of those people that was like, just not working out. And oh, I did remember the main thing that I was going to talk about for Raw, and it's a big keep for me, and that is seeing Apollo Crews and Akira Tozawa together in the ring, and I'm hoping this leads to something, either a feud between the two, or Akira Tozawa joins the Titus brand and we see these two together. Maybe you see Apollo Crews on 205 Live sitting helping Akira Tozawa out. Maybe we see them in a tag team match somewhere and that we help bleed in some of the division stuff. I always love it when WWE takes people who have had some sort of real chemistry and puts it together in the ring, like on their television. Like if we get Cassius Ohno and Cesaro together, like that's good stuff. Like people who have that history. You don't have to go be like, oh, these guys were former tag team partners. Just use them together because they know how to work together. And seeing those two are great. I love it.
Yeah, I'm liking the, I wanted to rein yen, like the Titus thing. I'm super racist, but it's entertaining.
I want to see something with it. It gives these two purpose, and I'm a fan of both of them. Actually, somewhat fan of Titus O'Neil. This gives him some sort of purpose. Hopefully gets him going somewhere, but seeing Apollo Crews have purpose and adding Akira Tozawa and taking those two who have history together as a tag team and bring it to WWE screen. I absolutely love it. All right, let's get on to Toss or Improve. Let's talk about Money in the Bank. And, well, this kind of fits. Money in the Bank. And we're going to go over the card and pick our winners. I believe, Carp, you probably have your picks in, I'm guessing.
I do.
Or, I don't know who's doing what there. I've noticed, at least when I was doing the pick stuff, like, and even when Living Legend was free to do European Uppercut, people were going over the leaderboards. I have no idea like what the leaderboard looks like because like no one goes over it. Like old school just completely ignores it. And Kai will be like, oh, so-and-so, like me and this person have 4 points. Okay, how about else do? Who did good? Who did the best? Who did the worst? Talk about this stuff.
I'll give you the quick top five when I can get to it, but it's teamwork, I believe. So I mentioned in GroupMe because I only read it real quick. I thought it was I was leading the pack in our team, and I read it way too quick, and I'm like, oh, my back's getting sore from carrying the team. And then I realized I'm not carrying the team. First is Mr. Fourth Row. Second is me. Third is Adam. Fourth is Ant. Fifth is Living Legend. And sixth is Mr. Old School. And then, so we're part of teamwork. It meant something. Here we go. Teamwork. What's on WrestleCast against Team Eat? European announce table. So if that makes any sense. And teamwork is leading 236 to 192.
Okay.
So, Fourth Row had a killer week. Last double pay-per-view with plus 19. I did plus 13, and Ant did plus 17. So yeah, I'll mention that to Old School that maybe we should talk about. I mean, the thing is, with pay-per-views being every 2 weeks, it does get to be kind of a pain in the ass. So maybe we should just do a monthly recap or something.
Well, that's why when I went over them, like I made sure like that whole segment was short. Like, okay, this is what everybody picked. This is what the leaderboard looks like. And then we went over it, try to go through who everybody picked and all that stuff. And then at the end, be like best to worst to best and all that kind of stuff. And with the leaderboard, just to try to get through it quick, but so people knew. And of course, those who were involved actually had links to the sheet. I'm not saying you guys don't, but I'm saying like that did help other people out. But like as a listener, I'm noticing like I don't know what the board looks like. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, you could find the board on trendingtopicsnetwork.com. You click on WrestleCast, and then it'll show PPV leaderboard.
Okay. All right. So far, there are 5 matches announced, at least according to the Wikipedia, for Money in the Bank. And we will start with the Women's Money in the Bank match. Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair versus Natalya versus Tamina versus Carmella with James Ellsworth for the, like I said, the Women's Money in the Bank briefcase for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Who do you got on this one?
I feel like they're going to push Carmella, so I'm taking Carmella.
I'm in between two people for the win. There's Natalya, because I feel like they could do a thing with her as a heel, finally having the briefcase, or finally getting an opportunity, and like she could win the title and go from there. But I feel like the whole Carmella and James Ellsworth thing is going to play a factor. So if I had to pick between them, my heart does say Natalya, no pun intended, but Carmella with James Ellsworth, the finish that I want to see, because we have never seen it in a Money in the Bank match, is I want to see, like, Ellsworth run up there, grab the briefcase. Now, granted, I don't think he would win, but let's say he grabs it and hands it to Carmella, or throws it down to Carmella, or someone else is around there to go grab it, and, like, Ellsworth grabs it out of their hands and throws it to Carmella. Like something like that, that it's because of Ellsworth she wins.
Yeah, didn't something, like, happen? That sounds like something that happened in one of the X Division matches once, that the guy grabbed the brief, the strap, and, like, he didn't touch the ground first, and somebody jumped up and grabbed the title off him. They counted him as champ.
Could be. I can't really remember, though. Old school, GBL, some listener, please let us know about if this has ever been done before. Alright, next up we have the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship match. Naomi versus Lana, or if you read it backwards, it's Anal versus I Moan. So, who do you got winning this match?
My boner, I swear. I'm not going to miss it. I took Naomi, but it wouldn't surprise me if they had Lana win as, like, a surprise, because SmackDown's been doing that.
I'm thinking Lana's going to win. I mean, not Lana. I think Naomi's going to win. I'm questioning on whether the Money in the Bank gets cashed in.
Here's what I'd mentioned this, I can't remember to who, but if they were to open with the women's match and Naomi were to lose, enter her in the Money in the Bank.
I think you'll see the opposite. I think you'll see one of the Money in the Bank matches start the night, and I think it's going to be the women. Another championship match we have, the Usos, Jay and Jimmy Uso, versus The New Day for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. As much as I'd love to see The New Day win, I think they're going to have the Usos hold on to it a little while, and the fact that they beat The New Day is going to be a really big thing going forward for them.
I took The New Day. I feel like they're just going to give them the titles again and keep it on them for a while.
All right. Next match we have the men's Money in the Bank match. Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles versus Baron Corbin versus Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Who do you got winning this one?
I can't even remember who I picked. I think I took Styles just to make things different. Because I find a lot of people are taking Corbin.
I think Corbin, Zayn, and Nakamura, it's too soon for them. I feel like Kevin Owens had a really good Universal Championship title run. And technically AJ Styles did too with the WWE Championship. And I think it's opposite of Corbin, Zayn, and Nakamura for Ziggler. I feel like it's past time to have him as champion. But I think if I were to pick anybody, it's going to be AJ Styles. But a part of me is saying that because I think he's going to be the one to beat Jinder Mahal for the championship. I think that's going to be, like, a really big face moment for him.
Yeah, no, that'd be huge. And that would definitely solidify him as the face that runs the place.
And then we have, which kind of got my pick already for this one, Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship match. I think we're going to see Mahal hold the title for a while, and I think going over Orton one more time is going to add to that, help build Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, no, Mahal, due to Bollywood boy shenanigans, or Singh brothers as they're called. Maybe, hopefully Orton doesn't drop one of them on his neck on the announce table this time.
Yep. So, let's move into the emails. I said the emails. We're going to go into the emails.
Bleep, bleep.
I was playing the what sound effect.
Oh, my bad. Wait, no, it's not my fault. It wasn't my fault.
Oh, I need that on here. Oh, I gotta have that thing. I threw this thing together. I found a really good soundboard where I can just throw stuff on Google Drive and then edit that way. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. This is really quick. Oh, yeah, I'm adding that one. I was going to add right now to it. but no. Alright, let's go into the emails. Alright, we're going to start off with the one and only email to this show this week, and that is Mr. Fourth Row, and his title of this email is Time for a Name Change and What's in a Name. It's a go, an email from Mr. Fourth Row is heading your way right now. Nothing earth-shaking this week, but with WWE's Money in the Bank this Sunday, and technically when a person that subscribes to the WWE Network, those events aren't pay-per-views. Shouldn't they just all finally be renamed and called special events? For example, a local promotion, New Era Colorado, in my area, that only has a show once a month calls all their shows something like Bedlam, Seasons Beatings, etc. I'm a big believer that naming and names are important. If the naming changes, I know it will take a while for it to all be commonplace, just as some people still call Impact Wrestling, well, you know, that would be TNA. Those are my thoughts, so I'm going to get the F out. What are yours? And P.S., if I can make this hashtag cheap plug on your show, Finn Fish and I will review...
No, well,
I mean, this is not... At least it's not like all beer inside and shut the fuck up when that all gets plugged. Anyway, if I can make this hashtag cheap plug on your show, Finn Fish and I will reviewing Impact Wrestling Slammiversary on What's on Fight, since it will be available on the Fight TV app. We would love to hear your feedback on it as well. Send us an email to podcast@whatsonfight.com or tweet to @whatsonfight. Thanks in advance, Mr. Fourth Row. Twitter @MISTER4THROW. That's my view, not from the cheap seats, not from the most expensive seats, but from the fourth row. And you say, what's in a name? And, you know, having, you know, names that fit. You are a person who says, my show, Wrestling Cheers, doesn't make sense because it makes you think that it's about wrestling in Boston because Cheers is from Boston. Well, I need you to get off your high horse because I'm going to vent a little bit. You call yourself Mr. Fourth Row because, you know, that's not your view from not the cheap seats, not the most expensive seats, but from the fourth row. Now tell me something. How come every time I see pictures of you at shows, you're in the first row? What's in a name? You want to throw stuff at me? You want to throw stuff even at people? Oh, you need to have a name that matches. Your name is Mr. Fourth Row, and you sit in the first row. Please, please come up with a better name for yourself before you criticize other names, because you are Mr. Fourth Row. If I don't start seeing you in the fourth row, you are a hypocrite. But of course, that is what you are. Your thoughts, Carp?
Yeah, well, I'm Killer Carp, but I've never murdered anybody that I know. Carp is because my actual last name, I just changed it to a K instead of a C.
Yeah.
I mean, for wrestling shows, like, look at IWS that I have here, Unfucking Sanctioned, Praise the Violence, Blood, Sweat, and Beers, Freedom to Fight, you know, those belong in independent promotions. Money in the Bank makes sense. It's about Money in the Bank.
I think his biggest thing, it's the phrase pay-per-views. And I think pay-per-views, they've been called pay-per-views for 20-some-odd years.
Yeah, they're not going to... I don't think they should... I mean, here in Canada, they're still on pay-per-view because not everybody has the network, because the network is stupid in Canada. It's run by the Rogers Network. It's not run by WWE like you guys have. Ours is a little more restrictive than yours is because zoning, because that's the stupidest thing ever on the internet. So I wouldn't, like, yeah, Lana's like, oh, at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view this week. It's like, well, it's still technically a pay-per-view. People are still paying $70. Bars are still paying a few hundred to host them, so...
And with that, the external recorder decided to shut down on me and completely erasing what I'd recorded, so. We'll be going off the Pamela version. This is going to be great. I think it does come to that aspect of it, and I think it's just something, you know, it's been called pay-per-views for years. We've just called them pay-per-views. And when you change that, it, especially something that long, it's hard to go with the name change. I think it's similar to, like, Impact Wrestling and, like, WWE. People still call it WWF for a while. That one was a little bit easier transition, but I think other ones are a little bit harder. I think pay-per-views, because we've had so many for years and all this kind of stuff, and I don't think we look at them that we're paying per view. Because even pay-per-views weren't really pay-per-views. Because it used to, you bought it once, and you viewed it once. Maybe, you taped it. But then I remember there was a time where if you bought it, I mean, you got the instant replay, and sometimes you, like, had it for a while. Like, you had, like, a week's time where you can go and rewatch it whenever it replayed. So it really wasn't a pay-per-view. And I do think special events is, I mean, they do need to transition into it, but people aren't calling it that. Even with our picks, we were calling them pay-per-view picks.
Yeah, no, even it's listed as the PPV Pick'ems League or whatever, so.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess that's that. Thank you, Mr. First Row, for sending in your email. Please send an email again next week where someone who doesn't like you won't be reading it, if I said that right. Someone who actually likes you will be reading it. So, all right, we're going to move on to who wore it better, Raw or SmackDown. I have no soundbite, not to mention it's not going to play right anyway. So, who won between Raw and SmackDown?
Raw won this week because SmackDown should have been better, being the go-home show for the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you. Raw won for the week. The go-home show for SmackDown was that stereotypical go-home show that we always hear about, and it just wasn't that interesting. A couple highlights, but I think there's a lot more highlights on Raw. And I think on a side note of, like, stuff I'm looking forward to, especially on Raw, I think we're going to finally announce who's been behind the attacks next week, because a certain Revival member has been cleared to wrestle. So it's going to make a whole lot of sense that they reveal. Not to mention it'll be right after Money in the Bank. So next pay-per-view or special event is Raw. So that will lead to whatever feud we have going on there. So I'm saying Raw. And you're saying Raw. So we both agree. All right. Any final thoughts or last-minute plugs?
Another week of wrestling I had to go through real quick. I'm 95% sure the Iron Man streak is ending this week, as I have plans next week. And if I don't have plans, I have a later game, and Mr. Old School likes recording earlier. So it's been a fun run for now, and I'll obviously be back sooner rather than later. We will be recording All Beer Inside June 24th. We have a bunch of stuff to talk about, but if you want to get your own stuff in, please feel free. All Beer Inside at All Beer Inside or allbeerinside at gmail.com. And sooner rather than later, we will also be having an Amazon link to steal money from STFU. Personally, at Killer Carpe Diem, you can always find me. And as per usual, StableWars.com. We are always looking for new members. If you don't like winning free DVDs, you don't make sense, because free stuff's great. And hopefully, we can get CFL Easy Picks recorded next week to week one kickoff.
Already? Damn.
Yep. And there was a big loss in the CFL this week. Don Matthews, who was part of the league for years, brought the Alouettes to a bunch of Grey Cups. He unfortunately passed away at the age of 88, I believe.
Wow. Yeah.
And we lost Adam West, too, which sucks.
Rest in peace, Mayor West.
Duh.
Of course, you can find myself at HeavySet330. You can find all the shows that I do mostly. I think pretty much the top one is right now Wrestling Cheers, which, no matter what you think about the name, it's about wrestling pretty much in Northeast Ohio. Just, I thought the whole Wrestling Cheers thing does make sense. And no one was using it as an analogy for a wrestling show. I should have a new episode coming up that soon. I've been trying to get some interviews for that show, but things have been falling through. I'm not trying to get Skype interviews. I'm trying to get real one-on-one, face-to-face interviews, and those have backfired on me both times I've tried, but I still have plans for at least two interviews in the future, and then I got a lot of AIW students who want to come on the show. I did get a confirmation from Ethan Page that, and it's the first time I've ever really talked about that, he'd be on the show if I can work out recording and everything. So that's someone I'd like to get on and just kind of like bullshit with for a little while. CFL Easy Picks coming up. I don't know. I'm halfway thinking Anything Goes is dead. It's hard for all of us to get down and record right now, especially Shane had a kid like back in March, so his time is harder to tie down, and like with all three of us and everything, it's just really tough. I do want to get one out eventually, and I also want to do the tournament for the next, at least one of the coming up All Beer Insides. I want to do a restaurant or fast food version, but it's trying to figure out what restaurants are in both countries. And maybe I do sprinkle in some that are only in Canada for you guys. But I think I want to do a first round, or maybe even incorporate it to a second round to where they're kind of grouped. Like you have two similar restaurants.
C-Money and Phil have traveled in the States and stuff. I've only really hit my guys' road trips, and we never really, outside of Denny's, which we considered fast food, which is not really fast food for some people.
I mean, I'd probably consider just other restaurants too, but I think fast food's a bigger, I think if we incorporate all food joints, yeah, fast food or sit down, I'd throw in IHOP versus Waffle House.
Yeah, see, we don't have any Waffle Houses near us. I've never been to one. I don't think Old School has. Okay. I've been to an IHOP because there used to be one in Plattsburgh, but that's been gone years now.
Oh, IHOP is great. I love IHOP. Anyway, other than that, I mean, obviously, like I said, at Heavyset330 is where you can find me at on Twitter. Other than that, I'll be around. I'll be on CFL Easy Picks. Probably be on this show, the next pay-per-view. We'll figure stuff out, and hopefully I can get the sound better because, like I said, I think it was recording for about 45 minutes, and then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, the app crashed. I'm like, you son of a bitch. So.
Yeah, it'd be nice if there was a steady recording software out there that was free.
Yeah. So, oh well. Collectively as a whole, this show will see you next week, and we'll catch everybody later.
cause no one understands me. But when I spit rhymes, everybody buys my CD. You get out of the car so slow, how was I supposed to know? You keep saying stuff behind my back, then how come I got the number one track?
I'm the OG prima donna, my rhymes bite like piranha, hotter than a sauna, straight out of Lackawanna.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell, till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak, said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus, what the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking, pencil-neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head, add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating, pencil-neck geek. Pencil-neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking pee-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, pretty freak, scum sucking pee-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-gut losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these grit-eating, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-bellied, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.